One of my favorite things, and for those people that are familiar with what it is that we typically do, is we do a lot of the food stuff here at WGN Radio. And you think, hey, you're in the middle of a pandemic. Yes, you are. Undeniably, you think you're in the middle of what is election chaos, regardless of what side you come down on or what kind of result you would prefer to see. It is chaotic, and it is happening right now. We're also smack dab in the middle of the week of barbecue love, and on the line with us, a guy who is spearheading this, and I think you need more of this. Not only more barbecue, of course, you know, I'm all for that. That sounds great, but also support, recognition, you know, outreach related to our small businesses and specifically the restaurants. We know so many of our great restauranting friends have been hit so hard. Barbecue community is his kind of wheelhouse. He's the barbecue manager at Wanamaker's over in Downers Grove, the one and only Steve Cross. Steve, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, how are you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I've seen you're prolific on social media, so you're out there always active, always promoting a lot of the things that you do. And for the listeners, if you are into barbecue or grilling or cooking and you need not only the great equipment that can make that happen, but every single supply that is out there, not only some of the popular brands that you'll find all over the place nationally, but really niche brands, exclusive brands, and those that are used by barbecue champions, you will see that at Wanamaker's as well. We'll certainly talk about that and where you can go to get it. But, Steve, this is a little bit outside of your normal activity where you have taken sort of your presence out of that extensive barbecue section at Wanamaker's, and you've hit the road.
Yeah, I did. You know, the store closed this week. We were notified about 2 weeks ago that they were going to close, you know, the 4th through the 8th to do inventory, and mine's all done, God bless America. So I decided, well, I got time, and so I decided to do the Wanamaker's Week of Barbecue Love, and every day this week, including this weekend, I'm going to try and hit a local barbecue restaurant just to show them a little bit of love and spread some money around.
Well, I had heard, and I'm not sure if this is correct, so you can correct us, and maybe other people are supporting it, and certainly they should. It'd be a worthy cause, but you're putting your own money also where your own mouth is, and of course many barbecue fans' mouths would love to be, and you're actually taking your stimulus check. Now, this could be a suggestion. People can go out there and do what they want with it. You know, you could buy a TV, pay some bills, or you could go out there and take this tour of the barbecue world. So you're taking your own dollars, and you're going and visiting some of these places and the whole time sharing it along the way.
Yeah, you know, my situation, everybody's situation's different. My situation, I was able to, you know, I didn't need all of it, so I decided to take $100 of my stimulus and spread it around. I mean, there's a lot of small local barbecue joints in the Chicago area that, you know, they can just use some love and support.
I love highlighting places in Chicago. You talk about small, you say local, certainly small businesses, I think, compared to maybe major corporations or any of that. But a lot of the places, and Chicago, I don't think, gets as much credit as they deserve for being one of the great capitals of that great food discipline. And so the places that you're going, I know yesterday, right, you were at Smoke Barbecue. Of course, they're local, but they're national, too. Everybody knows about them, and people come from all over to visit them. And so talk about the places you've been so far. And then in the next segment, we're, of course, going to talk about where you are today.
Yeah, well, you know, I started off the week Monday. I was up at Sweet Baby Ray's. That's up in Wooddale on Irving Park Road. Deuce Raymond owns that, runs that. So I started out there, ate a little too much to start the week. So I kind of had to pace myself back a little bit yesterday. But, yeah, yesterday I was at Smoke Barbecue, had lunch, and met a few friends there. You know, saw Barry Sorkin over there at Smoke, and both places, the food is absolutely phenomenal. If you haven't been to either one, I recommend you check them out. And then today I'm at Steamboat Barbecue. Tomorrow I will be at Beach Avenue Barbecue in Brookfield. Friday I am going to go to Uncle Bub's Barbecue in Westmont. Saturday I'm going to try to get up to Chicago Culinary Kitchen up in Palatine.
Nice.
Sunday to end this week of love, I'm going to be out in Plainfield to Station One Smokehouse.
Wow. So you've got a lot. You've got sort of a team photo of some of the favorite places in Chicagoland, plus a couple extra ones that you know, and certainly in those areas that they love as well. So as a guy who does this for a living, you're selling all the best equipment and all the best spices and all that, all the things that you do just in your normal vocation. So have you been to all these places before? Even though, of course, you've heard of them all, was this an opportunity maybe for you to even learn some things and get out to some new places?
The majority of them I have been to already and are some of my favorites that I haven't, you know, working in retail, working the goofy hours and the weekends, I don't get as much time to get out, so I have been to. yesterday was my first time ever at Smoke Barbecue, and it was phenomenal. The service was excellent. Great curbside operation they got going, and the food was spectacular. I can't say enough at how they've adapted to, you know, the situation that nobody really wants everybody to be in, but, you know, you can still get your meal, and everybody was happy and kind, and it was just wonderful.
Steve, as one of those guys that not only, and you sort of straddle that line, not only on the consumer side, you know, with so many, you're just regular customers, you know, just like all of us that get out there and enjoy doing it in the backyard and all that and have supply as far as like the spices and the rubs and all that, but also you've got a great connection with a lot of the, not only the teams, but the business people as well. What was some of the feedback? Certainly, great food is going to be something that we've heard about from these places for a long time, but related to the pandemic, something important to know. Obviously, we're raising awareness for some of these places, but what has been some of the feedback? They've been hit hard, I think, right?
They've done pretty well. I mean, for most of them, obviously, the biggest thing that they're missing, obviously, is a lot of them, it's the catering, which right now, you know, that's tough to get. But, you know, the majority of them will do, if offices are open and they want to do lunches, they will do bigger events, and they just want people to know that they will do bigger gatherings, and they're still open to do those kind of things. They're just very appreciative that, you know, just word is going out that they are open. They have been working and they're working their tails off. And they're just happy that somebody's out there, you know, spreading that love and that word and any way they can to help.
Yeah, hoping we can get for some brighter future, more accessibility, some more of those events that we all know and love coming up in 2021. You mentioned some of the places for listeners that may be uninitiated. So Barry Sorkin, Smoke Barbecue, I heard about them from our mutual friend Guy Fieri, and it was one of the early places that he had on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And so he was initiated into really what that can mean, and so worthy of all of that attention. And Barry, you know Barry very well, as I do, is he's just such a great ambassador, just such a humble, soft-spoken ambassador for barbecue, the community, its causes, and all that kind of stuff that's there. You mentioned Sweet Baby Ray's. Sweet Baby Ray's, and Dave Raymond, who of course is Deuce's uncle, will be the, I don't know if he'll be the first to tell you, he'll certainly share with you, I think that they have 40% of the market share for barbecue sauce, and so it is one of the world's favorites, and that's where it is. So that's that sort of DNA that we have and share with that as well. And then you got Uncle Bub's in Westmont, and it is a huge mainstay, and people absolutely love it. Such a big supporter of the red, white, and blue barbecue that they have there every year over the years, and so some great stuff and some great places highlighted. I know you have it up on the Facebook page. We'll definitely highlight that and put links up at WGN Radio as well. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to add John Bovenette into this conversation. He is the highlighted star of the Week of Barbecue Love from Wanamakers that is being highlighted today. So keep it here. We're going to have John Bovenette from Steamboat Barbecue in Wheaton is where they are. And of course, Steve Cross is going to continue our conversation as well. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. And as we get back to our conversation, we are in the middle of election chaos, a potential riot, a pandemic, and so many negative things. We're going to have some insight and tools for positive thinking in 21, and what gets more positive than, of course, the year of barbecue love. And Wanamakers is behind that. Steve Cross is behind it. He is on the line with us, of course, barbecue manager over there. And John Bovenette from Steamboat Barbecue in Wheaton. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dan. Thank you.
So, John, let's talk with you. Now, there are some of these places, and I think Steve did a good job curating sort of the list of places to visit. And this is an example. This is the kind of thing that I'm hoping listeners and barbecue fans will do is get out there. Take your own tour of love. You don't have to make it this week. You can do it all year long. Spread some of that love. Raise some awareness. Visit some places and some of the callers and 312-981-7200 if you wanted to text in your favorite place that you think deserves a little bit of love as well. Frank's Backyard Barbecue in Cedar Lakes, Rib House in Hickory Hills, some fans of those places as well. But, John, as a guy who has had huge success in the world of barbecue, obviously a successful and popular restaurateur out there at Steamboat, encourage everybody to get out there. Yeah, I think you still have that huge trophy from Memphis in May and your success there as well. Talk about what Steve is doing with the visit and just talk about, the restaurant scene in the suburbs in Wheaton for you.
Well, I mean, Steve was out here today and picked up some lunch. Steve, I hope it was good. You know, it's important. Business has definitely changed a little bit. We have to kind of pivot on the way we've been operating. a big portion of what we do when you're running a business like this is to be able to be out in front of people and, you know, being part of the community and the people that are coming in, and we just don't have the opportunity to do that now. We're doing everything curbside. So that interaction that we normally kind of thrive from, that kind of drives us in the morning, it makes it a little more difficult to have that. So to have someone like Steve putting us out in front of everybody and kind of, I don't necessarily say challenging people to do it, but to promote us and promote the other businesses, there's a lot of good barbecue in Chicagoland, and to have individuals like Steve doing that for us, it's great.
You know, you think about this in the restaurants in the Chicagoland area, Chicago specifically as well, fine dining restaurants that really thrive on that kind of in-person experience and the ambiance and all of that. They have been challenged and shut down, and so many have faced just extreme adversity. But talk a little bit, if you could, John, specifically about how the barbecue business works. I don't think a lot of people, even those who really, really enjoy it, understand the unique challenges that you have. It's not a diner where someone walks in and you make an egg. I mean, it takes hours and hours to prepare this stuff. And you got to plan for things, and it's hard when, you know, everything's going on with the pandemic.
Absolutely. I mean, most of the meats that we cook, the bigger cuts of meat, we're trying to project how much we're going to sell in a day. Fortunately for us, for the last 6 years or so, we basically just fill the oven. We cook it off, and then we've been fortunate enough to pretty much sell it all once we're done. So that is the challenge, is determining how much product you're going to cook for the day. That's what we do.
And talk about this too. I think especially, and you're a competitor as well. We mentioned Memphis and May and the success that you've had there. Of course, we had you down at the smoke down at Chicagoland Speedway as well. Hope to have some of those, maybe all of, a lot of that contest side, which makes barbecue so much fun for so many of the people involved and so many fans as well. Hopefully we can get back to a whole bunch of that. But John, you know, if you could share with the listeners, you know, for sure the address and where you're at and the website, but what are you going to miss most, or what have you missed most, and you're looking forward to hopefully coming back in 2021?
Well, we haven't been able to do any of that this year. I think we did one small event in February, so we really haven't been able to do any of the competition stuff. We certainly work hard at that. We've got a good group of guys that are on the team. I'm sure they're all missing it too, but, you know, at some point the priorities have to change a little bit. I think at this point it's security first, right? Taking care of yourself, and then the other stuff will come as we can get things in place to free us up some. But we do work hard at that, and, you know, it'll come about again, and we'll put ourselves in position to go out there and try to put our best foot forward when that happens again. But for now, we're just trying to maintain the business, make sure the employees are staying safe, and that we can keep them moving and motivated. Address, we're at 322 East Geneva Road in Wheaton. SteamboatQUE.com is our website. So yeah, you know, we're just trying to maintain at a specific level until we can get this thing opened up and get people back in the building and see where we can go from there.
John Odeff from Steamboat Barbecue out there in Wheaton, one of the absolute best in the business and located right there in a place where I think you have so many fans that come from all over the place, obviously, but certainly in that Wheaton area, a lot of fans are enjoying what it is that you're doing. Hopefully they can get back in the restaurant. Of course, see you out at the competitions as well. And before we let you guys go, Steve, talk a little bit about Wanamakers for those people that want to get in there and get things that they need. I know that from, I think there was, you know, over the summer or over the fall, there was a charcoal shortage. So many people that weren't able to go to the restaurants that they know and love and were kind of tasked with providing for themselves and their family really picked up barbecue in a big way. I mean, it was already huge and popular, but it just exploded this last year.
Yeah, last year, obviously the spring led to a lot of challenges. There was a lot of challenges of getting supplies into the store. Charcoal was a big one, just to find the varieties that I would normally carry. But, you know, Wanamakers, we found a way to get it. We still have our selection. We probably have one of the best selections of, you know, all things barbecue, from backyard to competition. We're at 1940 Ogden Avenue in Downers Grove. We will reopen Saturday. We will be open this Saturday. If anybody wants to come in and check out the department, if you need any kind of rubs or sauces or charcoals or wood pellets or chips or chunks, or, I mean, basically anything you would need, it should be there. If not, just always let me know or leave a note or something. And we always try our best to always keep expanding and making sure we have what everybody's looking for.
Yeah, you do. And you're open to suggestions, too. So if you have any kind of suggestion, it's not a suggestion box. You got to write it down. You can talk to Steve directly. He is there often. So, guys, thanks so much for what you're doing. A shining example, 312-981-7200. As people kind of add in their favorite places on this week of barbecue love that deserve a little bit of love, we'll mention those throughout the program as well. So, guys, thanks so much. Get back to doing what you're doing. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
No problem.
Thank you. Have a great day.